Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
Try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Oh my goodness, what a win that was last night. Absolutely incredible. And you're going to relive some of that on today's episode. The Magic finally on the board in this series. Almost thought that wasn't going to happen. So make sure you stick around for that post-game analysis. Terrence Ross on the podcast today, a clip of what you may have missed last night during Magic Wrap-Up, the official Orlando Magic post-game show via audio channels. It's been an incredible week for the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. I am so proud of the way that this is all coming together. Luis, John, Paula, they were such an incredible addition to the group. Every Wednesday, their Orlando City or Orlando Pride episode is going to drop right here on this page. You can add that to the UCF content that we're already putting out every week with Sean Green and Greg Rhodes, who's mopping up the rest of Central Florida sports content, including this week's episode where he talks to the voice of the Orlando Solar Bears amid their visit to the ECHL playoffs. You know, frankly, people just don't read the paper as much as they used to, not even close. And honestly, they're not even listening to the radio as much as they used to, even though that is my full-time job. That's where I spend most of my time. We still have an incredible audience on my live show. But in terms of younger and more active consumers of sports media, it's social media and it's the podcast space that's really resonating with people right now. And there is no other podcast out there that's covering Orlando sports exclusively. So I'm really proud of what we're building here, and your involvement as a listener is going to take this thing to the moon. I'm so confident in the future of this podcast, and who knows where we can grow from here. Enjoy today's episode. Let's take a quick pause in the action to talk about today's sponsor, Diamond Dog Athletics, run by my guy Nick, a veteran-owned and operated apparel and sportswear company that specializes in creating custom apparel for teams of all ages. I'm talking baseball, softball, bats, gloves, catcher's equipment, uniforms, hats, and hoodies, you name it. By creating custom high-quality uniforms that the players will love, they'll look good on and off the field. And by using the best gear and equipment on the market, it will encourage them to continue to put in the effort needed to make it as far as possible on the diamond. Take a look for yourself. You'll be blown away with what you see at Diamond Dog Athletics on Instagram, or you can send Nick an email, diamonddogathleticsllc@gmail.com. Back to the show. That's the Magic team that we know and love. All energy, all effort, all fun, and this place was electric here tonight. 121-83, your final score. The Magic won, so you win too. Get 50% off your regular menu price order tomorrow at papajohns.com with promo code MAGICWIN. When it rains, it pours, and it was raining jump shots here at the Kia Center tonight. That was the best case scenario for what you could have hoped for entering tonight. That game felt like payback, quite frankly. I think this team had had enough of what Cleveland was serving them up the last two games, and they decided to give it back to them with a little extra spunk behind it. The Cavs started the game up 10-3. Paolo was 0-5 from the field. It felt like, uh-oh, here we go again. But the Magic closed out the first quarter on a 28-11 run and really never looked back. Paolo was unconscious after his slow start. Jalen Suggs was nearly perfect from the field. Jonathan Isaac was way more comfortable coming off the bench in his typical role, and it kind of helped everything else fall into place. I don't think this is going to show up in the box score, but Wendell Carter Jr.'s impact on the offense and helping to find some rhythm early in this game was huge. First playoff home win for the Magic in front of their fans since 2011, and man, does it feel good.
121-83, your final score. Magic walk out on top. Welcome into Magic Wrap-Up. We are going to hear from Magic head coach Jamal Mosley in just a moment. We'll let him celebrate in that Magic locker room for just a moment. 2-1 series lead. Cavs still control things, but the Magic get another home game on Saturday. And if they play anything like this, then we'll be looking at a tie series. Let's bring in the guys on the call, Jake Chapman and former Magic star himself, Terrence Ross. Paolo was amazing tonight. He was in an absolute zone. Terrence, when did you notice that it clicked for him? Because at some point, his demeanor changed. Early on, I was worried that we were losing him, and then something set back in.
No, for sure, especially after his first three shots, they were all wide open, and it just rimmed out. So for most guys, it's very discouraging to get another open attempt and, you know, think twice about passing it up or putting it on the deck. But he just remained confident. And I think the biggest thing about him is just his belief in his ability and his confidence out there. It can take over games at times. He starts getting into his bag. He starts getting into things that his 1-2, his pump fakes. It just starts working, and you could tell towards the end of the first into the second that he was on a tear.
All right, guys, we were able to perfectly diagnose what went wrong for the Magic the last two games. So let's talk about it in the inverse. Jake, what went right? We knew what the problems were. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, defensively, just stopping the Magic from doing what they wanted to do, getting into the paint. Outside shots, not there, not falling. What was the key to victory tonight that they can look at and say, we got to do that again? And I know it's sort of tough to figure out because at some point it felt like everything was going right.
Right, like all of the above. 13 of 37 from three-point range doesn't hurt. I think you mentioned Wendell in the starting lineup. It felt like the starting group definitely, there was familiarity, there was comfort with that group. Franz was a plus 32 in his 30 minutes on the floor tonight. Paolo carried you for large portions of the game, and you're right, like once he started to get going, then all of a sudden he's in his bag. He's just out there playing on his own in the driveway, it felt like. But the ball movement was good, the defense was good. I mentioned at one point you had outshot, just out attempted the Cavs. That held up through the rest of the night. You took 10 more shots than they did at 51%. Didn't turn the ball over. You turned them over. It was everything was working tonight. But, you know, I think a few things that you can replicate. The Magic got beat up on the glass in the first two games of this series, and tonight they beat the Cavs up on the glass. And so do I expect us to shoot 51% from the field on Saturday? No, maybe not. But if we can generate more opportunities by crashing the glass, especially on the offensive end, and making sure, I mean, how many times tonight did you see a 6 or 7 second possession for the Cavs? Boom, shot falls off, rebound, one and done. And they, you know, obviously in game two, it was Jared Allen dominating in that regard. But they beat us up on both ends, I think, in the first two games. And that's not us. Heading into the series, we were the 7th best rebounding team in the league. And that's pace adjusted. And they were 15th. And so we need to do that, I think, to stay in games. And we need to do that again in game four. You can survive a bad shooting night if you keep getting second chance opportunities and then turn them over and get some early offense going.
I mean, look at these numbers for Cleveland. You know, we can gawk at what the Magic stats are, and I'll spend plenty of time on Magic Wrap-Up doing exactly that, but Donovan Mitchell, 13 points tonight.
This looks like us from games. I mean, literally, everything flipped, but worse. You're right. I mean, yeah, they didn't beat us 121-83, that's for sure.
Well, and that's, you know, that is one of the big differences if you're trying to play the comparison game. The Cavs dominated the first two games, but they didn't blow us out. This was, I mean, you look at I have the fourth quarter only here. No starter played in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You didn't need him. And so that's one of the big differences. But Donovan Mitchell falling off a cliff. And Terrence, I remember at one point in the game, early on, you're like, okay, watch out. Donovan's starting to heat up a little bit.
No, for sure.
What happened? Do you think that was that a focus by the Magic to go, let's go ahead and blitz him? Or was he just cold tonight?
I think that the beginning of the game, the Magic set the tone on how they were going to approach Donovan Mitchell. And you could tell Jalen Suggs was picking him up from half court. He was a lot more physical with him. And not even in terms of just being stronger and pushing him off his spots, but just having his hands on him. not letting him run around the court freely. Everything that Donovan Mitchell did, he had to work for, and he wasn't getting the shots and the looks that he was getting in game one and game two. And I think just that little defensive uptake, it changed everything. On top of just the Magic doing all the right things, rebounding, no turnovers, shooting the ball a little bit better. They did all the things that they were lacking in the first two games. Free throws were there. When you play like that, you just give yourself the best chance to win.
121-83, the final score. Let's kick it downstairs and hear from head coach Jamal Mosley.
Five, and how did he help alleviate the offense?
I thought he did a great job out there. You know, it's a lot of his stuff doesn't show up in the stat sheet, but I think he did a great job battling on the boards, keeping Jared off the glass a little bit, being physical in his hits. I think he did a fantastic job. You know, and a lot of those things don't always show up in the stat sheets, but that's who he is.
Why did you make the lineup change?
You got to try something new. You drop two. I'll change it up.
Your thoughts on what Paolo did best tonight, and at what point did you feel like he was going to have it rolling?
I think you felt it from the beginning of the game, honestly. The moment he stepped into his first shot, it didn't go in. There was no hesitation to his next one. And I think that's the sign of a young man who's continuing to get better, continuing to grow into who he is becoming, that he does not let a make or a miss rattle what he's doing. And then you saw, you know, the result down the stretch. He was fantastic.
Back here. We've talked a lot over the past week about you guys are liking the shots that you're taking. They're just not falling in, and mm-hmm. the home crowd did help. But was there anything else different that you saw your guys do tonight that helped those shots actually start to begin to fall?
Well, I think we got some easy ones. And what we've talked about is being able to get out early because we finished the possessions to get out and run and get easy baskets in transition. And I think when you see a couple layups go in, you see a few shots go in, it builds a little bit more and the momentum changes a little bit. You know, we saw that with them in Cleveland. And then, you know, the story was a little different here for us being able to watch the ball go through the hole.
After come in, I think Paolo had like 15 turnovers in games one and two. He didn't have any tonight. I mean, just how important is that for him to take care of the ball as he did?
The possession battle. I think that's very key in this game. You know, whether that's finishing possessions out with the rebound, taking care of the basketball, getting a shot up each possession down, offensive rebounds, all those little things that we're going to have to continue to do. And, you know, getting this game is great, you know, but obviously you have to go back and look in the film and understand, you know, there's going to be adjustments made. And so we've got to make sure we've got the right mindset walking into the next game.
You've talked about it all year that Paolo is a winner. To see him step up and have this kind of game and this kind of moment, what does that say about him as a player and really as a leader for this team?
He's a winner, like you just said, and that's who he is. You know, challenged him today to go after some more rebounds, and he did it. And, you know, that's the thing about him. He's going to find whatever way necessary to help his team win, whether that's scoring, rebounding, defending, whatever that looks like. That's the young man he is.
You mentioned the job that Wendell did limiting Allen on the glass. And then as a team, you almost out-rebounded them by 20. Just what did you make of the effort of your guys on both ends of the floor on crashing the glass?
It by committee. I think, you know, you have to have the guards get in there as well, because it's not just one man that's doing it. You know, Wendell did a great job of blocking out, but we had other guys flying in there to make sure that we secured the rebound, which allowed us the ability to get out and run.
Coach, normally Paolo plays the entire 12 minutes in the first. Tonight you went with Franz for all 12 minutes, taking Paolo out a little bit early. Was that a decision that you made in game, or was that sort of decided beforehand to kind of change things up, or was it just kind of the flow of the game?
I think there's constant adjustments being made, you know, and every game is different. Every game is going to look different. So however that looks for next game may change up. But again, the guys had a great rhythm, a great flow going. The ball was moving. They were sharing it. We were playing with a high level of energy and defensive effort.
Well, we talked about the shots falling, but all the other things as well, with the lack of turnovers, with defending well. How satisfying is it for you to see all the puzzle pieces kind of come together in this game three?
It's very good for us tonight, knowing what we're capable of doing. You know, I think being able to win the possession battles, I think those are big keys for us.
Jamal, it's been 13 years since the Magic last won a playoff game in this building. Just how satisfactory is it? How redeeming is it to be able to give this fan base, this community, a win finally here in Orlando?
you can't, I don't think you can put words on it. You know, I think they've done such a great job of continuously supporting this group, this organization, this franchise. And this is a group that, you know, enjoys all of that support. And you know, for us to get that win, this win, is great. You know, to be able to help them celebrate this moment, you know, knowing we got to, you know, come out and do it again.
Coach, we know defense is very important to win championships, and you guys being top three all year round. But can you take us through what happened today? It seems like you guys give a clinic. Donovan and Garland only 18 points. And do you think that's going to be the key moving forward to pass to this round?
We've got to defend. That's been our calling card all year, to trust our defense, to allow it to build into our offense. And again, the way in which we'll change it up, depending on what happens next game, we can't just rest, and we got to come back out and look at the adjustments that we'll need to make, because there's going to be some there. But we've got to play with that level of energy, that level of intensity, that focused attention to the game plan, and doing it the right way by committee.
Jamal, what degree of toughness and tenacity and pride did you see from your young group tonight?
There was just a level of confidence that they all possessed. Knowing what was at stake, knowing what they needed to do and how we needed to play tonight. I thought they showed a level of poise, resilience, no matter what was happening. And you saw it from the beginning of the game where shots were not falling. And it could have been the same story. But there's a confidence within this group and how we do it by committee that they're going to keep encouraging each other. They're going to keep stepping into their shots, and they're going to keep defending no matter the circumstances.
Coach, obviously the first two games brought on a lot of frustrations for a number of reasons, but to come out here and to win in the way that you did, 38 points instead of a close game, you know, what does that impact have for this team, and how do you carry that going into Saturday?
I think the first two games were learning lessons, understanding how we need to play and what we need to do, not allowing the shot falling, making or missing, to impact the way in which we play. And that's what we saw tonight, being able to defend at the high level, but still being able to step into our shots with confidence and attacking, you know, early and often.
Your head coach is a fantastic game. Blowout, definitely, but you are a head coach. Anything that you have seen tonight that you thought you guys should have improved on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, there's always going to be something. It's going to go back and look at the film and see where we could have made one more pass, you know, where there's a rotation there, you know, they dumped it off to the big and we didn't come across the lane. I mean, those are things that we'll have to continue to look at, go back and check the film out. But there's a lot of things that we can continue to improve on, you know, that, again, it's make miss. They happen to miss some shots as well. And how much we impacted those, the film will tell that. But we got to make sure we keep improving and be ready for whatever adjustments need to be made for next game.
Jamal, you talked about the poise and the confidence never wavering. For a young team, where does that come from, that they're able to do what they just did?
It's a by committee. I think they just all feel a confidence level of what they know they're capable of doing. And I think that's where it comes from. You know, the lead, you know, when Paolo has a great demeanor about him, Franz has a great demeanor about him, our veterans and Gary and Joe, they do a great job of, you know, having a great resolve throughout the game. But I think they've learned throughout the year never to get too high, never get too low, no matter what's happening within the game. And that's just continued growth through these experiences and all these games that we've been playing in. Thank you, guys.
There you go. That was head coach Jamal Mosley down in the Magic media room. We'll hear from a couple of the star players in just a moment as well. But we'll wrap up with these guys right here, Jake Chapman, Terrence Ross. Jamal Mosley kind of has to say that, right? Like, okay, we didn't love everything that I saw, but I from my seat, I loved everything that I saw. Where'd you land on that?
It's funny. He used to say something to us back in the day. You're never as bad as you look, and you're never as good as you look until you watch the film. So they played well. That was evident. But I'm sure there's going to be some takeaways that they can do stuff even better in. And for a coach, that's the things that you have to pick out and then make your team ready for going into the next game.
Jake, is it likely that this is one of those series, and we see these in the playoffs every once in a while, probably going to get a few of them this year with the way home teams have been playing, where that's just the flow of this series, where the home team is not only able to win, but really able to control and dominate? Would it surprise you at all if that was the theme of this series?
Yeah, I think eventually, as the series goes on, both teams are going to get more comfortable playing on the other one's floor. And so I think what you've seen is you've got two teams that are built kind of similarly, where things can snowball, and that's what we saw tonight. You know, we are so momentum driven because of the way we defend, and the way we, when we are knocking down shots, we can just sort of take over a game and dominate. And these are two really good defensive teams. And so if you're knocking down shots and the defense is hitting on all cylinders, then you look up and all of a sudden you're up 20. And then you look up and all of a sudden you're almost up 40. As bad as games one and two were, this one was great. And so, no, I don't expect another 38-point win on Saturday. But I do think, you know, we just saw the formula right there. And if you can go out and do all the things Coach Mosley just talked about, then you'll be all right.
That was one hell of a formula. All right, you guys, you are relieved of your duties. You feel free to sit here and listen to me yap for the next 20 minutes. But okay. Jake Chapman, Terrence Ross, great stuff. We'll hear from these guys.
Thanks, Brandon.
On Saturday for Game 4 back here at the arena where this team has come to life. We'll continue to break this one down, and we'll head back to that media room, hear from a couple of the stars of the show. Paolo with 31 points tonight, doing special things. And I'll detail one of those stats coming up, 24 from Jalen Suggs. We have Paolo. Somebody's down there. Let's hear from him.
Turnovers for you tonight. That's the most assists you've had since the end of December. Coming off a game where you had two assists, six turnovers. What was different for you tonight, and kind of some of the looks that you were seeing that led to that that ratio there?
Just try to make the right play, the easy play. The way they're guarding us, they're, you know, inviting some open threes. So we just got to keep taking them. And, you know, it's on me and some other guys to get the ball there and make the right decisions.
Franz, you guys started 0-for-9 from the field. I think it was like 1-of-11 from three. How do you keep it from spiraling or just feeling like, oh, here we go again?
I mean, no, we need this game, obviously. So I thought our mentality is how we started the game really well. And, no, it was all great looks. I think that's always good. We moved the ball, found the open man. And normally that's how the game works. Like, it's just positive energy and that stuff. It's good karma. That stuff just pays off over the game.
Hey, Franz. There were multiple possessions tonight where Cleveland was almost desperately trying to get Jalen Suggs off of Donovan Mitchell. Your thoughts on Suggs' screen navigation tonight?
I mean, he's been, my opinion, one of the best guard defenders all year. The pressure that he puts on the ball handler, how he navigates screens, and to me, really unique. He makes plays off the balls too as a guard. I think tonight's just another example of that. But I think he starts it for us on the defensive side.
Franz, you just talked about starting slow earlier, about keeping positive. But then once you guys do start getting the shots to fall, what does the mindset kind of then change to as you're getting hot?
Just stick with it. Understand that it's a long game and even longer series. So, we did our job tonight, and we got to do the same on Saturday. And just keep dribbling away.
Just kind of building on that. How much of a, you know, I know you guys have kind of kept the same mindset and tried to stay confident in your shots, but just seeing the ball go through the basket, how much does that relieve some of that pressure and allow you to kind of play freer and looser on offense?
Yeah, it definitely helps. Once you make a couple, they close out a little harder and you get them in rotation and stuff like that. So that definitely helps.
All right, there you go. That was Paolo and Franz down there in the Magic Media Room. Amazing night here tonight at the Kia Center. And it's hard to even, as Jamal Mosley said, put into words what this means. The Magic have not won a playoff game at home in 13 years. So this was not only payback and sort of a sweet release against the Cleveland Cavaliers, a team that's dominated this series early on, but also for the city beautiful. And I know that it means a lot to the people that live here. It means a lot to the people that were here, and hopefully the Magic are able to back it up with another one coming up on Saturday. We'll keep this post-game show rolling. 121-83, the final score. When we come back, we'll dig into this incredible box score and a stat that you will not believe about Paolo Banchero. All coming up on Magic Wrap Up. You're listening to Magic Basketball. Back to Magic Wrap-Up, presented by Papa John's. Brandon Kravitz here, Tyler Karen producing. Magic winning 121-83, the final score. 31 points from Paolo Banchero, 24 from Jalen Suggs, 16 from Franz Wagner. Didn't get a big scoring output from Wendell Carter Jr., but he was back in that starting lineup, and I thought his presence really helped this team find their rhythm. Markelle Fultz with 11 points off that Magic bench, and you had 8 points from Jonathan Isaac, knocked down 2 threes. Cole Anthony with 10 points here on the night. Donovan Mitchell held in check. He had just 13. Jared Allen with 15 points, 8 rebounds, but 5 of those boards coming in quarter number one, just 3 for the remainder of the game. 38 points, the biggest loss in Cavs playoff history, so that's something you can hang your hat on, Magic fans. And more than anything else, it's just sweet to get a win here at home, something that Magic fans haven't seen in this building in some 13 years. Let's take a look ahead at the schedule that lies here in front of us, presented by Advent Health, the official healthcare provider for the Orlando Magic. The next game is on Saturday at 1 p.m. So we'll be right back at it early on in the day, and hopefully that early start. Sometimes, you know, talking to Terrence Ross about it, I said, I love 1 o'clock games. And he said, from a player's perspective, they hate it because it throws them off their schedule. Well, both teams have to deal with that, so that sort of evens things out. But will we see a more sluggish performance because it's earlier in the day, or are the Magic going to pick up right where they left off? I'll have to wait until Saturday to find out, but we'll of course, have you covered here on the Magic Audio Network. After that, you'll have Game 5, which will be on Tuesday back in Cleveland. And from that point forward, all of this is TBD. We don't know what times these games are going to be on. But a Game 6 will be back at home on Friday, May 3rd. And then a potential Game 7 back in Cleveland on Sunday, May 5th. But those times will be released as we get closer to the potential of those games taking place. Time to call it a night as the Magic win this one, 121-83, 2-1 series lead for the Cavs. The Magic right back in it after this win here tonight. For our play-by-play voice on the call, Jake Chapman, color analyst Terrence Ross, our producer Tyler Karen, and grad associate Wendell Epps. I've been your host, Brandon Kravitz. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. 121-83, your final score. We'll see you right back here for Game 4 on Saturday on the Magic Audio Network. Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Diamond Dog Athletics. Custom baseball and softball uniforms for kids of all ages. Look good, feel good, play good, and email them today. Diamond Dog Athletics, LLC at gmail.com. We appreciate you listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. If you like the content you hear, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll keep it coming. Zoneheads Orlando on Facebook and on Instagram, the Orlando sports content that you crave. We appreciate you checking us out, and if you keep coming, we'll keep cranking out content. Talk soon, Zoneheads.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.